High Wind Ensemble played Edward Elgar's Fanfare and Processional. Graduating seniors walked double file into the Clark Cochran Gymnasium, most beaming to receive their diplomas. Class President Cassandra Adams acknowledged class accomplishments over the past year. She also noted the way classmates have matured and changed since freshman year.
When I graduate today, I won't become the rock star I once dreamed of being. When we receive our diplomas, we won't be the biologists, engineers, teachers, and mechanics that we aspire to be. But when we walk down this red carpet today, we will display the maturity, grace, and knowledge that we have acquired over the last 4 years. We haven't achieved our goals yet or reached our highest dreams, but we have grown up.
Graduating senior Melanie Loffman sang, "Whenever You Remember." Graduating senior Duncan Menzies was featured in a piece played by the Wind Ensemble called The Typewriter. Tora Harding Lehman and Tommy Varela performed a duet, Pumping Blood. Former Ketchikan Daily News photographer Hall Anderson provided the commencement speech. Saying he doesn't know what he'd do without a camera, he brought one with him, along with a strip of developed film. He spoke about his past 30 years covering life and events around Ketchikan. He says addressing the seniors seemed a fitting end to his career at the newspaper, as many of the photos he's taken likely contained K-High graduates.
I calculated how many rolls of film I actually averaged back in the film days. This is what film looks like, in case you've never seen it. I shot well over 1,000 rolls of film a year. The eventual switch to digital made it so much faster to motor through images that a conservative estimate of the number of images I have taken at the paper is 1,080,000.
Anderson brought his first camera with him, a 1969 Nikon. He encouraged the graduates to follow their passion.
My camera, starting with this one, gave me the chance to pursue and to develop my vision of the world and give something back to the community. I haven't gotten rich by any means, but being fulfilled is more important to me than a fat bank account. I learned that you have to follow your heart and your dreams, and even though you may have hiccups now and then, life will work out.
He also offered this advice.
My advice to you, class of 2015, is to try and make the world a better place as you pursue your individual journeys. Think of the features of the camera. You use the viewfinder to select what you see in the world. You use the lens to focus on what you believe is most important. And through this process, you develop and discover the passions that you decide to pursue during your life's adventure. Stay focused, stay positive, and stay true to yourself. And remember, your journey is just beginning. Never give up. One more time. Thanks. It's time for a picture.
Before the presentation of diplomas, School Superintendent Robert Boyle asked K-High Principal Sam Nelson if students had met all of the qualifications necessary for graduation. Nelson gave a thumbs up. The name of each graduate was read to applause and cheers. School Board President Michelle O'Brien and several faculty members presented awards and diplomas.
Rebecca Jewel Estrin. Connor James Mickle.
Tassels were then turned, and the K-High class of 2015 officially started a new chapter in their lives. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.